You just need to, you guys need to be grown ups and stop goofing around and just get to the information.
Did you just said that?
Huh?
Who said that?
You know, I've been paying attention to our comments recently.
No.
Or you never a bunch of new people. You guys aren't as funny as you think you are. Just you should be adults. Ugh, this review, it took me 3 minutes to get to the important stuff.
Sorry. You know, start talking about Taylor Swift again.
Exactly. It's like, my brother in Christ, you can scrub through the video. Like, you have the full control to play it however you want.
Why do you care what these people say, John?
I just think it's funny.
Oh.
Oh, there was one gentleman you should go back onto. I forget which video. I think he commented 15 times in a row last night. On one video. As he was watching it. I opened my phone. I was like, holy crap, what is going on?
Somewhere out there is a beaten, battered woman. And that's her husband.
Yeah. Can you believe what this fucking guy said about 300 Win Mag?
I'm good on YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm so mad at my life because it sucks. I'm going to go talk some shit on YouTube.
I love it. I love talking shit to people. The thing is, most of our haters are so, like, they're not great at hating haters, you know? So you, like,
hate.
It's kind of boring. You know, like, it's like somebody who's bad at insults, like, you don't even really feel insulted.
I really don't feel insulted regardless.
No, but there's sometimes when, like, somebody, like, lobs a comment, you're like, ooh, that kind of stung a little bit.
I enjoy the ones that are funny.
Yeah. I couldn't watch your live stream last night, but, there was a guy who said something about it, like, it looks gray, and you started talking about the Galatech. Whenever the lighting you had set up on the live stream, your beard looked way more gray than it does in person.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have the lighting set up.
I'm saying, however it was, like, looking at it now, it doesn't look near as bad, but on that live stream, it looked like, I was kind of getting concerned for you.
The gray is more pronounced.
I was like, you turned 40 in like 2 weeks. Your beard's all fucking gray. You're like Father Time.
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk? You want to get to the subject?
I don't want to upset. Today's 12-Minute Talk, John, is brought to you by AllyMunitions.com. Or if you're Midland. Sons of bitches. Stop by Outdoors. Before we get into it, I just want to go ahead and point out to everybody. While we do appreciate people stopping by the store, I do not work at the store. I am rarely there. So I apologize if we led you to believe. At one time, I was there a lot. But don't go to the store expecting to see me there working, because I don't work there. Munitions is way away from Alley Outdoors. And Munitions is not open to the public. So, I'm real glad that
I'll post the address in the comments. Drop it in.
It's been coming up a lot here lately. Just like all that shit. I'm just like,
no, he definitely works there. You just have to go up there a lot and eventually you'll see him. Yeah. Just keep coming.
I mean, theoretically, yes. But anyways, that's not what today's talking about. Today we're going to talk about Horty's new 6ARG offering, which is the 80-grain EODBT. And we do have it available on the website and in the store. Lots of it. Exactly. But I did all the velocity testing. I actually published this on the website. Real life velocity data through all the barrel links. Now they do have, which also led me to realize, I don't have a 24-inch 6mm arc.
A 24?
Yeah. Don't have one of all the 6 ARGs.
Is that one a 26 or 8?
Which one?
DNA.
No, that's a 22.
I thought that was longer than that.
Nope. But one of the new things I'm working on the website is notes from Wade, basically on each post and everything else, which is going to be some real world data, you know, kind of like we do on our hand loaded ammo. I'm poaching real world data on some factory offerings, which takes a lot of time and everything else. But I, you know, I'm also curious myself. So I might as well start publishing this data on the website. So today we're going to talk about the new 80-grain EODBT. Now, Horny released information on these. They've done podcasts about it. I would recommend going back and listening to those, because I'm not going to get into like super into the projectile itself. This is more about the new Six Arc offering, their factory varmint offering. Now, me personally, I wouldn't have gone this route with the Six Arc varmint offering, but you know, we've talked about that before. We'll probably talk about it some more later on, but I'd have went a different route. Maybe it's, you know, like the Coyote Heroes, 65 grain V max. It's kind of this perfect middle ground. Or at least a 75 grain V max. I probably want 65. You know what, Horny? Listen up. Look at me. Follow me. 70 grain EODVT. Make it happen. Come on. Now, we will be doing more of these. As time goes on, people enjoy this kind of stuff, but they do have a 80 grain EODVT and a 6mm Creedmoor, which I think that's perfect. That's money. It's a little bit more velocity and everything else, but I have not tested these on animals yet. I will get around to it. This is just about getting to know the ammo. So, first things first, let's talk about velocities, how we conduct our velocity testing before we release that data. What do we do is I do 3 rounds of velocity testing from each barrel length. This is all 2 different chronographs running. The 3 different velocity readings are then averaged out, and that's where we, you know, we get our velocity readings. Now, I will say this. These are from real rifles. These aren't from barrel jigs and all that other crap. These are from real rifles. But still, you should go and get yourself a chronograph. They are way easily accessible nowadays. In fact, you could still get a Magneto Speed for $350, $400, something like that. That's better than nothing. But this is just the best way that we can go about putting out velocity information for people to consume. And there's been lots of people asking about this, so I figured why not 12-minute talk. So 80 grain EODBT, this is the factory loaded offering from Horty. Before I get to my findings, I will tell you what they say on their box. 24-inch barrel velocity is 3,020 feet per second. Now, that's what they say on their box, all that stuff. And again, I come to the realization I don't even own a 24-inch 6mm Arc and AR platform. I don't even know what any of my bolt guns are. I will be rectifying that situation very soon. But anyways, moving on. So, the one rifle that isn't going to be on this list is the 22-inch. I have it taken apart right now. I'm doing a deep clean, so I wasn't able to get any velocity readings. So that'll go up on the website as soon as I get around to it. And I'm already trying to source 24-inch barrel, so I mean, we'll get into that later on. But anyways, so today we're going to cover 12.5-inch, 14.5-inch, 16-inch, 18-inch, and 20-inch. And again, this is 3 different readings combined together, averaged out, essentially. And I'm not going to get into SDs and all that shit. All that stuff's on the website already. I will say this, like, as far as extreme spreads and SDs go, it was pretty fair. It was about what you come to expect out of Horty factory ammo. It was pretty fair across the board. In fact, a few times, I seen some single-digit SDs. Mostly, though, it was teens and 20s, you know, but and I do, okay, so in between shooting groups, I confirm the barrel temperature with a thermometer, infrared thermometer, is that what it's called, Jonathan? The little heat gun thing?
I believe so.
Infrared thermometer. So each time I shoot a round of 5-shot groups to get these velocity readings, I will not shoot until it says the same exact temperature, which typically I go for room temp. Which in the boom room where I do all this little fun testing and stuff, it usually hovers right there at 70 degrees. So keep in mind, this is 70 degrees, confirmed by the infrared thermometer, 70 degrees ambient room temperature before shooting the next group. All of these rifles were clean prior to doing this test. And then I ran 10 rounds through each one of the rifles before starting the test. So they kind of have the same level of fouling. Now, that said, All of these are technically broken in, meaning all of these rifles that are used, they have been at least 200 rounds down the barrel. Some of them have much more than that. So that can cause some fluctuations of velocities and SDs and all that shit. But, you know, this is just more or less just like giving you an idea of what to expect. How about that? And our elevation is 2,500 feet. And the humidity stays right at 30% in the boom room. So that's a given. I control that pretty close along with the temperature. So anyways, let's get to the velocities. 80 grain. Again, this is 80 grain EOD VT. Hornady's new factory offering for the 6mm arc. In the 12.5, the average was 2670. That's 2,670 feet per second. Again, this is the average of three different velocity ratings, meaning 15 rounds fired in total, five rounds at a time, took those numbers, averaged it out. So 2670. That's not too salty at all from a 12.5 with an 80 grain bullet. It's not bad. It's not bad. And that's on the grand scheme of things, that is the newest barrel I have in the test rifles. Moving on, 14.5, the average was 2,750 feet per second. That's even better. 16 inch, 2,844 feet per second. We're getting better. We're getting better, John. The most interesting part of this, and it probably has to do with powder, is your jump from 16 to 18 inch. Very, in the grand scheme of things, it's the smallest jump. So, again, the 16 inch velocity was 2,844 feet per second. The 18 inch velocity was 2,876 feet per second. Interesting results, and we'll get into some of that stuff later on. But I'm sure it has to do. Those two are so close together, I'm sure it has to do with powder more than anything. But anyways, 20-inch velocity is 2,935 feet per second. That's where, you know, I could just about guarantee you, looking at those velocities, that what they're putting on the box for 24-inch velocities is probably pretty close. I mean, if we're at 2,935 out of a 20-inch, then a 24-inch is most definitely going to hit that 3,030 feet per second. So, not too shabby. And this is a relatively high BC projectile. And again, if you're curious what the EOD VT projectile is, go check out Hornady's podcast, get on their website and read all about it. Now, I do have a few things wrote down to consider here. So, if you look at the projectile, the information that is out about it. Now, I don't have any projectiles themselves on hand yet to play with loading and everything else. So I don't know the overall length of projectile because I'm not pulling apart ammunition. I need to shoot shit. So just going off of published BCs, this one has a G1 BC of 0.410, which is pretty salty for 80 grainer. To put that in perspective, Hornady's 75 grain VMAX, which is a bolt tail projectile, has a G1 BC of 0.330. The 87 grain VMAX, which is a bolt tail as well, has a G1 BC of 0.400. Now, again, that's an 87 as compared to our 80 grainer. In the 90 grain EODX comes in at 0.409. So technically, the new 80 grain EODBT is beating its slight amount. It's probably that close together is probably negligible as far as BC is concerned. I'm sure once we fine-tune BC in our ballistics apps, it's probably going to be pretty much the same. And again, I don't know what the overall length of projectile is yet because I'm not pulling apart ammo and I haven't got any projectiles in because it'll be interesting to see just how long that projectile is as compared to, say, like the 100-grainers, the 105-grainers, stuff like that. I would just about guarantee, looking at the loaded ammunition, it's pretty close to the same length as a 105 grainer. Just guessing here. This is guesswork, people. So, I mean, What that equates to is when you take these lighter grain projectiles, as compared to the rest of your factory offerings from Horny, you take this lighter grain projectile, you're able to push it at faster velocities. Being it's a higher BC, it's going to maintain those velocities much further. So that, again, not making this about BCs and all the other bullshit, it's cool. Now, brief, if you don't know what the EODBT is, basically it's a new projectile from Horty where they essentially leave the front of the projectile way more hollow than normal. You know, it's a boat tail hollow point, but the nose of it is a much larger cavity than normal. So what you end up with is a much longer projectile, lighter in weight. So, and again, you know, it has their heat shield tip, and it has their amp jacket and all that stuff. And you know what any of that is? Jump on Horty's website if you're curious. You know, it's just like any other manufacturer. There's going to be some marketing hype there, but that's what they call their stuff. So I haven't had a chance to shoot any animals with these yet. Like, we literally just got them in, just been, you know, throwing them off the website, just got through doing a lot of this testing. I will wait for another day to talk about groups, what rifles liked it better and what rifles had lower SDs and all that stuff. We'll wait for a full podcast for that, a deep dive situation, after I've shot some animals as well. But I will say this, I am glad that they got some out there. Something that's a little bit flatter shooting, if you will, for the varmint hunters. Because I think, you know, and once again, we're overlooking a large use case of the cartridge, which is predator hunting. Like, a lot of the people that are running this platform are predator hunting, which is why we make the ammo we make. But we can't ever keep it in stock because everybody wants it. They want varmint hunting ammo. But anyways, that's it. Wait, am I over or is that...
You're over.
Oh, I was like, what? I just looked like, oh, but anyways, that's pretty much it for the 60 grain EODVT. Glad it's available finally. We, again, once again, shameless plug, we do have plenty of it available on the website and in store. Anything to add, John?
No,
it's like watching paint dry. Anyways, we appreciate everybody. Be sure and subscribe to the channel, all that good stuff, and we'll see you guys next time.